Darling, give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxen. Hair, the musical.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary, everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for tuning in. My favorite oil this week is jade lemon oil. If you've never experienced jade lemon oil, it's sort of this combination of lemon and lime together is the best way I can describe it. It's got a little bit more of a kick, more of a zinger. It's very uplifting. This week we made a dairy-free, gluten-free cheesecake that was delicious. We added some jade lemon vitality oil to it and it just made it extraordinary. So that's my favorite oil this week. Today's episode is all about hair. There will be tons and tons of recipes during this episode to help you ditch the toxic hair care products and start using cleaner hair care products using essential oils. Now, before you get out your pen and paper, you're welcome to do so, but there is a book that the speaker is going to talk about that has a lot of these recipes in there as well. So if you're my kind of style where you'd prefer to just get the book where it's all in one place, we'll talk about that during the show. If not, get out your pen and paper because there will be a ton of things you'll want to write down for today's episode. But first, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Lee Andrew Lavage in Stewartston, Pennsylvania. The recipe is called An Abundance of Joy. Pretty simple here. Just mix together 3 drops of Abundance Essential Oil Blend and 3 drops of Joy Essential Oil Blend in your favorite diffuser. It fills the room with an abundance of joy. Thanks so much, Lee, for your recipe. To submit your recipe to The Dugout, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. I have been searching forever for a skincare line that would complement the benefits of essential oils, be great for sensitive skin, was research-based, and free of any toxic chemicals. See, essential oils are great for enhancing the absorption of healthy compounds, and we only want to drive the good stuff in. So I am so pleased to introduce you to OneSkin as a continued sponsor to the show. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code REVOLUTION when you check out at oneskin.co. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. Now, if you have sensitive skin like I do, you'll be pleased to know that their scientifically proven topical supplements are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can irritate your skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe Seal of Approval. As a naturopathic doctor, I was so impressed by the fact that OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists, and OneSkin's products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. They are also the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence, a key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients often found in other skincare products that we try to avoid. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code REVOLUTION at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code REVOLUTION. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here with Tashina Gonzalez, who's the owner of Vivactiva Educational Series, where she teaches busy professionals about life hacks for toxic-free living so that they don't let their busy lives get in the way of them being healthy. She's worked as an automotive professional for 13 years for one of the big three automotive companies, and she volunteers 20 hours a week at her church, so she knows busy. She is a skilled educator in both English and Spanish and loves using her dual language skills to teach about whole life wellness. Tashina, welcome to the show. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Tashina, what makes you an expert on hair?
Well, I'm gonna be completely honest, and I don't have any letters behind my name, but I would definitely say as a curly, all of us fit into like two categories, like eternally frustrated with our hair or complete experts, because I mean, we have unruly hair. And so we have to learn how to really do it. So I have done lots of research, read lots of books, actually from doctors and nurses. And my sister actually just wrote a book within the last month with tons of information. She is a licensed esthetician. She's done a lot of research as well on both skincare and hair. So I have her as an expert that I can share with other people. And then I've been incorporating essential oils into my wellness regimen regularly for about 4 years. I am a healthy wannabe. I try to do stuff with exercise, vitamins, and things. And recently, within the last 4 years, I've been incorporating essential oils. And I teach weekly on toxic-free living, healthy habits, and essential oils.
I feel like the hair care industry in particular is one of the most culpable when it comes to using insanely bad-for-you chemicals in their products. Can you shed any light on that topic?
Absolutely. I would agree 100%. And this is something that is like super, super important and passionate for me, because as a young person in my early 30s, I suffered from terrible hormone issues. No one could explain to me why, and I was told they would never go away. So I personally went on a quest to find out why. And I actually found out that many things that I was putting on my hair and skin had hormone disruptors. So now I try to make sure that I avoid products that have things that I found in my research, like fragrances, parabens, triclosan, synthetic colors, etc., because some of those are even known carcinogens.
Now, the term hormone disruptor that you just mentioned, I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory, but for those that are unfamiliar with that term, do you want to break down what exactly happens when we introduce those hormone disruptors into our body?
Yeah, so it puts your hormones out of balance, and therefore it can mess up just different things in your body. So for example, with me personally, it messed up first of all, my cycle. And then I ended up having like excessive bleeding issues. So instead of, you know, we all have our time of the month and it's a little bit off then, but instead of having that just regularly come at a normal time, for me, I was told that I had to start taking more birth control to try to get my hormones to behave correctly. Because again, it resulted in, instead of just the once a month, I was having excessive bleeding issues.
Well, we know that infertility is on the rise. They say 1 in 7 couples will experience some form of infertility in their lifetime. And I know a lot of that is being pointed towards the fact that we have our babies later in life on average now than we used to. But I feel like there's also this huge conversation that doesn't happen often enough. And that is how often we are exposed on a daily basis to these hormone disruptors that are in just our everyday. I mean, you walk into a store, you look at what's on the shelf, and it's just chemical after chemical after chemical that's not being exposed truthfully to us when we're consumers. And it's not talked about enough as well, and what that can be doing to our infertility and all the other things that hormone disruptors can mess up in our bodies.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard that too. And just from even people that I know and family members, it's almost like it seems like it's normal that your first child is a miscarriage. And that just doesn't seem like that's the way it should be.
It shouldn't. Well, let's start with the basics for people who are hearing this message and they want to lower those chemicals, those toxins that they introduce to themselves on a daily basis. And starting with their hair care is a great place for them to start. So what's the basics? How do they take those first baby steps?
So actually, when you start to research it, things that you can use for hair care are actually quite simple and mostly food-based. I think it's actually a lot more simple than replacing, like, say, your cosmetics or something like that. So just to start out, I think, like, if you're pressed for time, you can simply use something like apple cider vinegar as a rinse for your hair and substitute that as shampoo. And you can use something like avocado and honey that would make a great conditioner. And then if you feel your hair is brittle and need some more protein in it, you can simply use something like eggs, and that works as a great protein supplement. And of course, you can always get some additional benefits by adding some essential oils. For example, a rinse that works for most people and is very easy and simple to use is 2 cups of distilled water, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 3 drops of rosemary essential oil, and 3 drops of lavender essential oil. The lavender is going to be very moisturizing, and the rosemary is actually going to help with hair growth.
I love the smell of rosemary, and I'll often, if I'm already using like an all-natural shampoo, I'll add extra rosemary and lavender oil in there just because I know it's so good for my hair, and I love the way it smells as well. What other tips do you got?
So additionally, a lot of people need things like detangling sprays. So again, to do something like that, you would use 1 1/4 cup of distilled water. And then you can use something natural like 1/4 cup of dried marshmallow root. And again, we're going to put in 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 1/2 tablespoon of avocado oil. And then for that one, you know, just again, choose some essential oils that you would like the smell of, and like something like 10 drops of grapefruit essential oil.
Now, a while back when you mentioned avocado, were you talking about the avocado oil you were using with the honey or straight up mushed up avocado?
I would say for a conditioner, you can actually use an actual avocado and put it in your hair. And I know it gets kind of messy, but I mean, really, food, our hair is an extension of our body and it has some of the same cells as our body. And the way that we use food to nourish our body, we can actually use it to nourish our hair as well. So you can use like a little bit of avocado oil, like to make it a little bit more liquidy, like you have a conditioner, but you would use the actual avocado.
Great. Now I have another use for my avocados that might be on the overripe side. I hate wasting them. So now I have a great way to put them to use. So Dajina, the tips you've been giving, are they great for all kinds of hair or is it specific to curly hair, straight hair?
So here's the thing. And in my sister's book, she touches on that. Really the difference between like kinky hair, curly hair, straight straight hair and thin hair is the amount of moisture that's in it and that it is retained in it. So definitely like the rinse and the detangler can be used for any type of hair. And then when it comes to like treatments and conditioners, a lot of times, say if you have kinky or curly hair, you're going to add in some butters, some really heavy oils like coconut oil. Maybe if your hair is a little bit looser, something like jojoba oil, which is really thick. But then if you have straight hair, you're going to use like really, really light oils. So your base is really what's going to change when it comes to different hair types. But the things like the essential oils and everything that you're adding to it, there's a lot of essential oils that are good for all hair types. So all hair types can benefit from like lavender, rosemary. If you need a little scalp treatment going on, maybe some peppermint for the tingling, cedarwood, all of those things are going to work for all hair types.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Tashina, let's talk a little more about different hair types. Do you have any tips, for example, for kinky hair, ethnic hair?
Definitely. Well, my first piece of advice, though, for all hair types is get to know and love your hair. Listen to your hair just like you listen to your body, and then give your hair the love it needs. So when it comes to like African-American or kinky or ethnic hair, we need lots of moisture and usually need to actually add additional oils on a daily basis to our hair. Like many people are shocked to find that with my kinky hair, I only wash my hair once a week. It needs lots of love and lots of conditioning. And definitely you need to take time to detangle properly beforehand. And I personally use the curly girl method. So I really don't do much combing or manipulation in between washes. So you can just Google curly girl method and you can get some more information about that. One of the things that we do on a regular basis, I know me as well as my nieces, is we do the long locks treatment. And really, actually, this can go for any hair type. Again, as we discussed, you're just going to make sure that you have maybe a lighter base for your oil. But you can use something like 2 ounces of jojoba oil, 2 ounces of castor oil, 3 drops of cedarwood essential oil, 3 drops of lavender essential oil, 3 drops of clary sage essential oil, 3 drops of rosemary essential oil, and 3 drops of peppermint essential oil. So this is a treatment that I would use after washing and conditioning for kinky hair. And I actually probably would put a little bit on it on a daily basis in between washes.
Do you have any advice for blonde hair?
Definitely. Blonde hair needs lots of love, but in a different way. You're going to want to have clarifying shampoos more often and wash your hair probably more often because your hair produces a lot of oil. So you can still use the rinse that I mentioned, but you might need to put some extra apple cider vinegar in it. And again, you're going to definitely want to wash your hair more often. And you may need to add something maybe like tea tree oil, which is going to be have that like astringent aspect for your rinses. You also want to make sure that your ends are very protected, especially in the sun. And so once in a while, you may need to actually do a hair mask. And a really good hair mask that works, again, for most hair types is a power protein mask, because blonde hair usually doesn't need as much moisture. And you can use something like half an ounce of plain gelatin, 1 cup of mineral water, 1 teaspoon or perhaps a little bit more of apple cider vinegar, 2 drops of carrot seed essential oil, and 3 drops of clary sage essential oil.
Now, do you have any advice for thin hair or hair that is starting to thin over time?
Absolutely. There are lots of things that can be used to thicken your hair. So one heavier oil actually that might be a little bit counterintuitive to use is castor oil. That's been known to help thicken hair. Also, ginseng is very good. And then surprisingly enough, onion juice can be used to help thicken hair. And then one thing that you want to do is massage your scalp on a nightly basis, because that's going to get blood flow. It's going to help the hair follicles, and it's going to give you what you need in order for your hair to thicken up at the base, at the root.
If you were to do some scalp massage at night with some nice carrier oil, what kind of essential oils might you recommend adding into that?
That's another place that I would definitely probably use something like whatever light oil base you're going to need, and then add something like lavender and rosemary, because rosemary definitely has been known to help with hair growth.
How about tips for dry hair? That's something I really struggle with, my daughter as well.
Definitely. So that takes us back to when I mentioned how we can use something like honey as a conditioner. So a good recipe for dry hair is 1/2 cup of honey, slightly warmed, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 4 drops of rosemary essential oil, and 3 drops of orange essential oil.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. I could totally eat that.
Right?
Well, you know what they say, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your body, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Awesome. Do you want to leave us with any of your maybe favorite random hair and essential oil recipes?
Definitely. So for me, with my kinky hair, I actually usually put it in a protective style. So I have it in twist for 1/2 of the week. And then I take the twist out in a twist out. And so I use a lot of gel. And so one of my favorite recipes is the flaxseed gel. So you use 1 cup of distilled water, 2 tablespoons of flax seeds, 2 ounces of avocado oil, 2 drops of peppermint essential oil, 3 drops of lavender essential oil, and 3 drops of cedarwood essential oil. So in order to make this, you're going to bring water to a boil, add the flax seeds, decrease the medium heat, and let it cook for 10 minutes. And you have to stir it constantly, because I know if anybody's used flax seeds, you know what happens to it. And then you're going to strain all the flax seeds out of the solution, leaving just the liquid, refrigerate for 2 days, add avocado oil and essential oils, and refrigerate for 3 more days. Stir and apply to hair to style as desired. So it's really cool to have a completely 100 all natural hair gel.
Yes, that's awesome. And it's so rare as well. I mean, I've been looking for alternative hair products for my family, especially for my daughter. We have to put a lot of love and care into her beautiful, beautiful hair. And I just hate when I go to the store and I can't find anything that is not just laden with fragrance or chemicals. And I don't like putting that stuff on her head. So I'll definitely be swiping this recipe. Thank you so much. Now let's change gears and talk a little bit about men and their hair. Is there any special advice or tips you have for men and hair care?
Yeah, it's not really that different. So obviously they're looking for moisturizing as well. So again, just depending on the texture of their beard, they're going to use something for a base, like either coconut oil or olive oil or jojoba oil. Just It's however thick that they're going to want it. And then the same things, right? They're going to, maybe lavender isn't really their thing. They might want to use something like eucalyptus, but you can still use things that are moisturizing for the hair, such as cedarwood, rosemary, for making sure that there's strength and growth there. Tea tree, if possibly it needs some astringent to it.
I think it's just such a fun way to get people involved, especially men, is to get them creating their own personal concoctions, such as a beard oil that can also act as like a cologne. So not only are you creating a healthier, more luscious beard, you are creating this amazing scent that can be like a signature for you. My husband loves the Shutron blend, which has cedarwood, coriander, Devana, Hinoki, blue spruce, lavender, black spruce. It's got a couple different oils. It's a very complex combination. It's such a manly scent, but really you could take any of those and make your own blends and use your own things to create a luscious beard oil. And how fun is that? And this has been incredible, Tashina. Thank you so much for all this valuable information. Is there a resource that has all of this in one place?
Well, if you want to get in touch with me, I do all types of education on Facebook and Instagram. And you can actually find me just using my name, Tashina Gonzalez. And then I load all of that to my YouTube channel. And you can find me again, just with my name, Tashina Gonzalez. If you want the amazing recipes that I've been sharing and some detailed information also about the ingredients that you need to avoid, I have an amazing sister that wrote a book called Kinky Locks, L-O-C-S, and you can find that on Amazon. She actually is an extreme introvert. That's why she wrote a book to get the information. And that's why I'm here transmitting it audibly to you guys.
Awesome teamwork. I love seeing sisters work together so well. We will put a link to her book in the show notes below, as well as a link for people to be able to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. So if you're looking for those show notes, just click on the show more button or below wherever you're listening to this podcast. Well, Tashina, we can't let you go yet because you need to answer our closing questions. The first one being, just give us a little glimpse into what your daily health habits look like. I loved in your bio how you said that you love helping people, busy professionals, learn those life hacks for toxic-free living. So I'm real curious what your answer here will be.
Definitely. Again, it's all about whole life wellness, right? So emotional, mental, and physical. So I wake up fairly early and I set my mind right with prayer, reading a scripture, and listening to positive music. I then do 20 to 30 minutes of exercise. A lot of times it's just dance cardio on my Wii, or I may just look up a YouTube video. And then I take some immune boosting and energizing supplements while I'm doing it. I love a tea of apple cider vinegar, organic honey, half a squeezed lemon with the drops of Thieves Vitality. And then I take a multivitamin, a super green vitamin, a B complex vitamin, and superfruit antioxidant drink. Obviously, because I'm so busy, I just try to supplement as much as possible. I then have green or black tea on the way to work. I continue listening to nothing but positive, and I start my day out with egg whites and power greens like kale and spinach. And then somewhere in between there, I say my positive affirmation phrase about the person I want to be to start my day. It pops up as a reminder on my phone.
Wow, girl, you are so on top of life right now. I'm a little bit jealous, but I'm also really inspired as well. So finally, what's just one thing you feel like we all need to ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, I don't know if everyone's going to agree to ditch it completely, but I would say if you are an individual that watches a lot of TV and takes in a lot of news, at least cut out half of what you're doing and replace it with something positive. I actually traveled with a workmate one time in the car, and I was playing for him my pickup morning playlist of music that I listen to. And his response was like, wow, that's why you come into work so happy every day. I fill my mind with depressing news before I come into work. So I would challenge everyone to do that. I personally don't really watch much TV at all or listen to news. And I know some people feel like it's really important, and I won't disagree with that. But maybe if you could cut back and then put some more positive in your life, that would be a great ditch and switch.
Yeah. And I think it's all about that balance. I mean, if you are, you know, listening to the news and reading the newspaper and getting all the negative stuff going on in your Facebook feed every single day, and you're just stewing in that and in sucking you into this place of despair and negativity, well, first of all, that's not doing anyone any good, right? We can't create a positive change if we're stewing in that negativity. And second of all, that's not what you have to do to yourself. You need to protect yourself and keep yourself healthy. Now, it is a privilege to be able to ignore the news sometimes. And I'm not saying that you should completely tune out, but I think, Tashina, you bring up such an excellent point about how that can impact your psyche, especially on a repetitive daily basis. So you've got to find that balance and bring in that positivity somewhere. So I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Tashina. This has been amazing. It's been such a delight to have you on the show with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, before you go, I have a question for you. Are you on our email list yet? Dude, if not, you got to get on it. It's the first place I go to share exciting news. And I'm telling you what, there is some exciting things happening this year. If you're not on the email list yet, go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com, and find the join our email list button. Or you can join our free oil course, and that'll get you on the list as well. Freeoilcourse.com is where to go to get our free 3-part video series that teaches you everything you need to know about how to use essential oils. That'll also get you on the email list so we can stay connected. I'll catch you here next week. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.